Friday night, Christian Howes will perform at Walton Arts Center. Howes, a jazz violinist, has been picking up quite a few accolades recently. He was nominated for the Jazz Violinist of the Year honor by the Jazz Journalists Association and was given the 2011 honor of first place for Rising Star in the 2011 Downbeat Critics Poll. This week, Robert Ginsberg, host of Shades of Jazz here on KUAF, talked to Christian Howes about his career and the quintet he was bringing to the Walton Arts Center Friday night.
You'll be performing with your quintet, Southern Exposure, and your new, relatively new CD out. I'm assuming you'll be performing a lot of that music as well.
Yeah, we are. I'm really excited to present it. It's music from the Southern Hemispheres with a lot of Latin influence, including Brazilian music, Argentinian music, Spanish music, Cuban music, even some music from the south of France. So rather than focusing on like just an all Brazilian CD or, you know, all tango CD, we kind of put a little bit of elements of each of these different cultural, musical scenarios together on one CD, and including some tunes that I wrote, just for that and in the spirit of those different traditions. And of course, what we're unifying it all with the approach of modern jazz musicians, you know, in this case, a lot of New York City modern jazz musicians really putting their spin, their interpretation of this beautiful music from these different Latin-inspired traditions.
This is an amazing band that you've put together, and a really, to me, a very compelling instrumentation, particularly for a jazz audience. You don't often hear anymore the accordion, but you're going to have Victor Prieto on accordion, and George Delancey is playing bass, Josh Nelson on piano, and Cedric Easton on drums. You'll be playing violin. So the combination of the violin and the accordion with a kind of a straight-ahead rhythm section is, for me, a very compelling arrangement.
Different, right? You think of a front line in a jazz band as having a trombone, saxophone, and trumpet, and we're sort of replacing that with violin and accordion. A lot of times people think of a violin and the accordion as sort of like French salon music or sort of romantic, you know, cafe music or something like that, and there will be elements of that. You'll get that sort of beautiful side of it, right? The classic elegance of the accordion, the violin, but also the surprise will be how we incorporate and integrate that into a true, like, modern jazz context. So the sort of the ferocity and the, you know, the excitement. A lot of people are surprised when they hear a violin, you know, communicating or expressing in that modern jazz language or in more really diverse languages within modern jazz. And the same thing is true with the accordion. Part of the reason I'm so excited about working with Victor Prieto, I feel like he's the perfect foil for me because he is, to the accordion, sort of what I've tried to be to the violin. In other words, someone who, you know, kind of mastered the fundamentals of his instrument in the classic traditions, but then really threw himself 100% into the modern jazz realm and tried to find every way that his instrument could kind of cross over into that sphere.
And also, like you, Victor has had an eclectic background. I mean, he hasn't had a narrow vision of what type of music he can produce on his instrument.
That's right. Victor Prieto, he's featured a lot with Maria Schneider's orchestra, and he also was just a couple years ago on a Grammy-winning CD with Yo-Yo Ma.
Let's just dive in briefly, at least, into your history. You began playing at a very young age. I know that your parents enrolled you in the Suzuki program. This early education and exposure to music for you sent you on a trajectory to be a classical musician. You were classically trained. And that continued, I'm assuming, into high school?
It did. It was when I was about 16, my friends in high school, you know, started a rock band, and I wanted to go and hang out with my friends, you know, and plus all the girls seemed to be more interested in my friends that were playing Led Zeppelin than me playing Paganini. And one of the things I noticed right away was that there was a different way of approaching music in this garage band. You know, these guys were, first of all, they were writing their own songs. They were jamming along with the radio, improvising. And they all seemed to have an awareness of all the different parts. It was very different than a classical musician's approach to music. I mean, I had highly nuanced training and was a musical sensitivity in many ways as a classical violinist. But these were just different things that my friends were focused on. You know, they were creating their own music. They were improvising. And that kind of set me on a new course. Like, first of all, I wanted to be able to create my own music. I wanted to be able to write my own songs. I wanted to play other styles of music that were more relevant to my peer groups. So I sort of fractured and kept going along with the classical violinist thing. But then another part of me was, like, going down this trajectory of playing rock music and starting over with music in a way. So after doing the rock band thing, then I got into, like, blues band, and then I was playing, like, fusion, and then gospel music, and then I got into more straight-ahead jazz and eventually very modern jazz. And then along the road, picked up bluegrass, and, you know, I've just kind of became a jack-of-all-trades. But, you know, as my tastes have matured, I'm definitely, you know, a modern jazz, you know, musician. I think that the jazz is where you get that real the ability to find such a rich complexity of so many types of music that just keeps going and keeps going and keeps getting, you know, deeper and more satisfying. So, but to me, what that means as a modern jazz musician is an umbrella that can cover a total range of cultural traditions and musical styles from all over the world.
So let's talk a little bit about your quintet, Southern Exposure, who you will be performing with at the Walton Arts Center on November 15th.
It's going to be exciting. We're going to be going for it. You know, we're going to play things that are really sensitive and evocative and pretty and romantic. But we're also going to play things that are really crazy and exciting. You're going to get really propulsive, you know, beats and grooves that'll make you want to dance. You're going to feel all these Latin rhythms, really, really interesting, cool, like, sonic textures. You know, imagine, like, the accordion, the violin, just making sounds you've never heard before. You know, just musicians, you know, that I brought together that I have very special connections with that just give their all every night. It's going to be a living, breathing experience. You've got to know that when we come out to play, like, we put a lot into this, and we're there to, like, we're coming to, like, to throw down, like, in a major way. So you may have to throw water on us.
And I couldn't agree with you more. The extra dimension of hearing this music live is something that's palpable. There's still an element of the live energy that you cannot be translated. And Christian, for people and music students and music lovers who want to delve in a little bit deeper to the possibilities of what you provide in terms of not only education, but your discography and so forth, how can they find out more about you?
Christian Howes, HOWES.com. Information about all my educational initiatives for musicians, teachers of music. Everything, you know, we've got YouTube videos. You guys can check out Christian Howes too. But I'm very accessible and, you know, always welcome, you know, any kind of inquiries via email or on Facebook or whatever it might be.
I want to thank you again for taking this time. Can't wait to hear you at the Walton Arts Center.
Likewise. Thank you so much, Robert.
Robert Ginsburg talked to Christian Howes earlier this week. The Christian Howes Quintet will perform Friday night at 7 and then again at 9 at the Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville. You can hear Robert's program, Shades of Jazz, every Friday and Saturday night at 10 on KUAF.